from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 12th. Coming up, some Midwestern states are paving the way for more large-scale indoor animal feeding operations called CAFOs. But the huge amounts of manure they produce is worrying rural residents. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A measure guaranteeing 40 hours of paid leave every year for all Illinois employees is awaiting Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth says she's worked on the bill for 4 years. Her focus is on lower-wage workers who have virtually no paid time off.
Being able to afford some of the basic necessities of life are a significant challenge for a whole lot of people throughout the state. And so we wanted to give, again, some modicum of a benefit to those workers that don't have it.
An employee would begin to earn paid leave on their first day of work and be able to roll over up to 40 hours of unused time into the next year. Several Republicans opposed the measure, saying it would hurt small businesses. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois House's new Republican leader is challenging Democrats to work with them more. House Minority Leader Tony McComey was selected to lead her caucus yesterday after getting the second most votes for Speaker of the House, behind incumbent Democrat Emanuel Chris Welch.
Let us show you that any preconceived notions about Republicans is false. We want to govern.
McComey said a Republican represents at least a portion of every Illinois county, and they deserve a voice.
We are problem solvers, so use our knowledge, benefit from our talents, and hear our hearts.
The Illinois Senate also selected leaders. Democrat Don Harmon will continue as that chamber's president. Republican John Curran will serve as its minority leader. A large fire engulfed the Karris Chemical Plant in LaSalle Wednesday. Residents say the blaze caused several loud explosions. Peter Medlin reports.
Massive plumes of black smoke rose into the sky from the factory. But local authorities say no workers or first responders were seriously injured. Robert Kondrick with the U.S. EPA says they're conducting air monitoring on the area with results coming soon. The Karris plant produces potassium permanganate, which is used for wastewater treatment. A chemical substance containing potassium permanganate rained down on parts of LaSalle during the fire, getting on lawns, homes, and cars. And Kondrick says based on their first assessment, it doesn't appear that the substance got into the Vermilion River. A National Institute of Health study found that ingesting potassium permanganate can be harmful. I'm Peter Medlin.
LaSalle will hold another news conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Eggs are becoming increasingly harder to find, with consumers across the country reporting fewer selections on shelves. As Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi reports, an outbreak of avian flu is largely to blame.
The current outbreak of avian flu was first detected in the U.S. in February 2022. Since then, the flu has wiped out more than 44 million egg-laying hens, or roughly 4-5% of production. That's according to the U.S. Agriculture Department. That drop-off in production has led to fewer eggs on shelves, leaving customers scrambling. Sarah Buckland is the marketing manager at Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana. She says the store has noticed a recent rush on eggs, largely driven by first-time customers.
We're selling out of our eggs. We still have deliveries that are coming this week, but we've noticed that people are purchasing more eggs at our store in the last few weeks.
Buckland says so far, Common Ground hasn't had a problem getting eggs from its network of local producers. She says she hopes some of those first-time customers coming in for eggs might now become supporters of local farms. I'm Sarah Nardi, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a look at the fight over CAFOs in some Midwestern states. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
The Great American Recipe is an 8-part cooking competition that celebrates the multiculturalism that makes American food unique and iconic. This series gives talented home cooks the opportunity to showcase their signature dishes to win the competition for America's Best Recipe. Alejandro Ramos hosts, and judges Leah Cohen, Tiffany Derry, and Graham Elliott bring professional insights and culinary knowledge to support the contestants. Stream this and other exceptional cooking shows as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Iowa has almost 4,000 concentrated animal feeding operations, commonly called CAFOs. These are facilities that house large numbers of livestock. Other states in the Midwest don't have nearly as many of these operations. But in recent years, laws and programs have paved the way for CAFOs to operate in other states like Missouri and Nebraska. As Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfai reports, that's worrying residents in rural communities.
In Cooper County, Missouri, CAFOs are a controversial topic. Susan Williams asked to meet in a small local library, and even in this quiet atmosphere, she's nervous about people overhearing the conversation.
Don't want the whole town to hear me.
A retired elementary school principal and a farmland owner, Williams became involved in the controversy back in 2018. That's when a large hog operation called Tipton East planned on moving in less than a mile away from her house. The size of the operation, about 8,000 hogs, concerned her, especially since she grew up on a small hog farm.
Just the smell and the waste that you had was tremendous with that, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like with that many hogs.
So Williams and some other residents brought their concerns, including what it would do to air and water quality, to Cooper County's health department. The department responded, creating an ordinance to regulate emissions and the spread of manure from CAFOs. The next year, the Missouri Senate passed legislation preventing counties from enacting rules on CAFOs that are stricter than the state's. Cooper County and Cedar County sued over the law, taking the case all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court, which has yet to issue a ruling. Laws that prevent local opposition to farm operations are common, says Loka Ashwood, a rural sociologist at the University of Kentucky.
We see that across the country.
She says there are a lot of lawsuits regarding CAFOs in the Midwest. And in these lawsuits, the CAFOs are more likely to win.
That's where people are fighting the hardest to try to defend their property rights, but they're also losing the most.
Other farm groups argue CAFOs can be an economic boon for rural communities. Missouri Farmers Care is a group that wants to see agriculture grow in the state. It has a program that designates counties with the title AgriReady. Counties have to agree to a set of requirements that will make the county more welcoming to farm operations. Mike Deering sits on the board of Missouri Farmers Care and is also the vice president of Missouri Cattlemen's Association. He says CAFOs are a net positive for the state.
It's food security, it's the food supply chain, and to make sure that we are keeping that local and not having to import. And so we have to encourage growth.
In Nebraska, the State Department of Agriculture oversees a similar designation called Livestock-Friendly Counties. It will work with the county to develop zoning laws and permitting that makes it more accommodating to livestock production. Ashlyn Busick is with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, an organization that helps communities protect themselves from the negative impacts of CAFOs. She works in Missouri and Nebraska and says welcoming CAFOs hurts small livestock producers.
When a county is accommodating for the big ag industry, guess who continues to get pushed out of the market? And guess who can hardly stand to live on their farms anymore because of the stench of the CAFOs just across the fence?
The Nebraska Department of Agriculture says attracting livestock operations of all sizes is a focus, and they add a livestock-friendly county is more appealing for new projects. Dodge County, Nebraska has that designation, and Costco opened a poultry operation there back in 2019. Jessica Coulterman is the plant's director of administration. She says Costco chose Nebraska in part because of the warm reception.
The other thing that they were really impressed with was the welcome that they received from the state and the local governments, and also from the business leaders in the area.
Back in Cooper County, Missouri, farm owner Susan Williams is still waiting for the state's Supreme Court to rule on whether local governments can regulate CAFOs. But whatever the ruling is, she says residents have to keep paying attention.
The fight's not ever going to be over. I think this public is always going to have to be vigilant to make sure that the public's interests are taken into account just as much as any industry.
But she's also optimistic because she says now people are more informed about CAFOs. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfai.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a chance of light rain, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Peter Medlin, Sarah Nardi, and Eva Tesfai. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.